In this week's Parsha Vayera, we have the story of Avraham Avinu going to do that Akedah. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us, as quoted by Rashi, it says in the beginning of that Akedah, it says, Vayashkeim Avraham Aboyker. Avraham rose up, he woke up early in the morning to go to do that Akedah. And the Gemara says, the Gemara in Pesachim of Dala tells us, it says, so you have to do bris milah on the 8th day. V'tanyo kol ha'yoyim kuloi kosh lo milah. You can do milah the entire day. Ela shizrizi magdimim l'mitzvahs. Milah can be done the entire day. We have a concept of shizrizi magdimim l'mitzvahs, which means you, the zoris, this is the zoris of the apostle. Avraham Avinu had time to do the entire day, but shizrizi magdimim l'mitzvahs. So we learn from this week's parsha the concept of Zrizi Magdila Mitzvahs. So there is, maybe we'll start to get into the sukkah we're going to get into, but really the question of if we have a concept of Zrizi Magdila Mitzvahs, why not always we're very careful about it? For example, a person does Brismila, Zrizi Magdila Mitzvahs. Why don't we have a din? Why people are not very careful? The bris milah will be done only in nates. Everybody should have a nates in the bris and do it right away. The case of the Gemara mitzvahs is about a bris milah. And so any other mitzvah that you could do, pidyon haben. Why don't we're not careful to do it first thing in the morning? Zrizim Magdila Mitzvahs is the beginning. What's the heter not to do with it? I don't understand it. So maybe the way to get into it is the following. The Gemara in Megillah, and that Vav on the base tells us, brings the machlokes, when you have 2 months of Chodesh Adar, you have Adar Aleph, you have Adar base. So the discussion is, when do you do Purim? Do you do Purim in the first month, or do you do Purim in the second month? Obviously, we pass, and then we do in the second month. But the Gemara says, it does make sense to do in the first month. Why? Why do you make sense during the first month? Because ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs. Ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs. That's what we're done, because ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs is the concept that you're now ma'avir mila mitzvahs. What does it mean, ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs? Ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs means when I have 2 mitzvahs, I can't skip one to go to the other. The case of ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs that they get to us every day is the case of tefillin. It says in Tefillin, I have to be very careful to put the Shlorosh in a designated place, usually in the left, and then Shliyad in the right, to make sure the Shlorosh is sticking out a little bit. The opposite. The Shliyad sticking out a little bit. Why? Because I want to make sure when I come into the Tefillin bag, I hit the Tefillin Shliyad before the Tefillin Shlorosh. Because if I eat the tefillin shoraish, I must right away put on that tefillin. Ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs. I have the mitzvah. Ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs. Have it to be. That's also the reason why. So we have ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs a different concept. That ein ma'avir mila mitzvahs means if I have a mitzvah in my hand, I can't go to the other one. Right? Another example is zichus sefer Torah. A person has a sefer Torah that is given to him. You don't go and do the mitzvah with something else. Because you first do the mitzvah what you have in your hand. There's another time, a concept of doing it as early as possible. As, for example, the Gemara brings, that Tosfos always quotes it, we speak about Ma'avir Mila Mitzvahs. The Gemara says, when you come out, Tosfos wants to ask this question, because that's a question. But Tosfos wants to say, if I have a way to do the Korbanos, to do the Zrik of the blood, I could do it closer, further away. L'chura, says Tosfos, and Tosfos wants to say, maybe it's different. But you should do the blood as close as possible in Ma'avir Mitzvahs and have to do it earlier. That's what comes out in the Gemara Megillah too. Because the Gemara Megillah says, I could do Purim earlier or later. Right? I could do Purim earlier or later. Let's do it earlier because in Ma'avir Mitzvahs. Don't, if you have an opportunity to do the Mitzvah earlier, don't in Ma'avir Mitzvahs do it somewhere else.
What's the
Chura? Chura. What would be the difference in Ma'avir Mitzvahs in this concept than Zrizi Magdila Mitzvahs? I mean, I try to do it as early as possible as I can.
Almost the same.
Almost the same. So, between my mitzvahs, I have two mitzvahs in front of me. Don't skip one to do the other. Okay, so it's not a time thing. But the Catholic Gemara in Megillah says that I can do the Purim earlier. Why is that different than Zuzim Megillah mitzvahs? Just do it earlier. That's a question of.
It's not the Zman. If we cover the Zman, whatever, for whatever reason, it's in the second month. Yeah, not right.
So the Achrayim asks this question. Achrayim say, Shat that the Rabbanan hand knew from Megillah that they can be Kavan and Yudal Adar. And they could choose which one. So I'm able to do it in Yudal Adar Aleph. So I'm skipping the opportunity to do it later. That's the simple understanding. Yeah. But that's what the one brings over there. Taste, they equates it to the one as well. What's the same is different.
Make them the rice of the Rabbanan.
Good question. I mean, if you have a Rabbanan, clap your derisa. You have one mitzvah greater. Because then, in general, whenever you have two mitzvahs, you always do the greater one. But in my view, it says that the mitzvah is in front of it, you can't skip it to go to do the other one, which is even if you think it's greater. So that's another discussion. In my view, it says, what happens if one is greater than the other? Can I skip it or not? We once spoke about it in a different, just to mention it, different context. What happens if a person has the opportunity to do the, he's in jail? That's the case that's brought down at the Pesach Teshuvah. You have a person that has the opportunity to do davening right now. Right now. He's in jail. And the warden. The warden tells him, listen, I will allow you to go out for one davening. You can choose to go out today, you can choose, we don't daven, I'm allowed to leave. So Shaila is, it's a Tuesday, she can daven now, or she goes to Shana Tashul. He has a choice. So there it's a Chacham Tzvi and others that say, there's a discussion over there. Do you say, take the better one? You say, no, you can't do it because it's in Mavir HaMitzvahs. There's other concepts of Mitzvah Shebol Yot Chal Tach Mitzena. Could be something else. Let's leave that aside.
You ask a question on Bris Milah, maybe do it before Davening. What do? You say Davenates.
No, so maybe you can't do it before Nates. So you when Nates comes, so then you say Todi V'Sheino Todi, let's say. You do Davening first. So here, the one who says this asks this question to finish it, Ein Mavir HaMitzvahs, and Zrizi Megillah Mitzvahs is the Shagasai in the Sefer on Megillah to Re'evit. He says what the Gemara says over here, Ein Mavir HaMitzvahs doesn't really mean Mavir HaMitzvahs. Why? Because what's the difference between that and Zrizi Megillah Mitzvahs? This is special. Zrizi Megillah Mitzvahs means try to do it as early as possible. That's what happens over there. Do it as early as possible. Says the to Re'evit. That's not Ein Mavir HaMitzvahs. It's we're just using that language. It's really Zrizi Megillah Mitzvahs. As I state in the Turiyev. Meaning, why? So the Turiyev and Ein Mavir HaMitzvahs means that you have two mitzvahs in front of you, what do you choose? But if I have a time, a question to do it earlier or later, that's not Ein Mavir HaMitzvahs. That's Zrizi Megillah Mitzvahs. That's what the Turiyev is. Many of the Chayim disagree with the Turiyev. So, the one who's quoted the most, the Chazitzev Yilchur also disagrees with him in the spot. The one who's quoted the most is the Avni Nezer. So, there's two places where the Avni Nezer speaks about it. One place is the Avni Nezer in Tshuva. He comes to argue directly with the true heaven. And he says, no, Havade, that you could have a Ein Mavir HaMitzvahs in times. You could have an Ein Mavir HaMitzvahs in times. By Mila, which is it's in the same day, says Mila, it's in this day, within this 24, this day. When it's within this day, then you don't have a problem in my view on mitzvahs. But if it's this day or a different day, meaning, so then it's in my view on mitzvahs. If I have to choose Purim, should be this day or the in a month from now, in my view on mitzvahs, do it today. If it's within this day, early in the day or later in the day, so then the din is because Zuiz Megillah Mitzvahs. That is the Tureb. The Avni Nezer. All the Tureb, it brings rise to that. The question is, what is the Svara of the Avni Nezer? What does it mean? Why should it be a difference if it's today or tomorrow or the day after? So, I think it was his Talmud, of Arya Fromer. He was known for his Tshuvas, as a Sefer called Siyach HaSadik. And Tziach HaSod, in the end of the Sefer, the end of the one chelik of that Sefer, he speaks about this Avni Nezer, And he says, what you heard that is a little different than the Torah than the Tshuva. A little small knetch makes a whole difference. It gives a whole explanation, really, really clear. It's just like this. When do I say Zuiz Magdil Mitzvahs? Zuiz Magdil Mitzvahs is, when I could do it now, I could do it in a minute from now. I could do it 20 minutes from now. I could do it in an hour, I could do it in 2 hours. I have no time where I'm not able to do the mitzvah. I just choose to delay it. That's Zuiz Magdil Mitzvahs. But if I'm choosing to do a mitzvah now, or if I'm choosing to do the mitzvah not now, so I'm skipping, and now comes a period that I can't do the mitzvah, that's in Mavir Malamitzvahs. Because really, what is the definition that Rav is telling us? Just like this. In Mavir Malamitzvahs means that I'm removing myself from the mitzvah for a time now. Because of what I'm doing, I'm not going to be able to do the mitzvah. Let's take the classic of Eid Ma'avir Mitzvahs. Classic that we spoke about the tefillin. If I'm going to hold the tefillin shel Roish before tefillin shel Shahad, I must put tefillin shel Roish before tefillin shel Shahad. I'm going to have to, I can put down tefillin shel Roish and put tefillin shel Shahad first. Because then I have to choose which one I'm doing first. If it's in my hand, I have to do it. I'm giving one more than the other. Masha'in, what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about something which I could do, just delaying it, that's the reason Magdil HaMitzvahs. If it would be 2 consecutive days I could do the mitzvah, that's not in Magdil HaMitzvahs. That's the reason Magdil HaMitzvahs. If I have now a time period, I could choose any moment in this time to do it, the earlier the better, that's the reason Magdil HaMitzvahs. If I have a place, I have to choose one over the other, and by doing that, I'm basically postponing, I'm making myself unavailable to do the mitzvah now, like at Purim. If I'm choosing the first day and I'm not doing the other day, I basically whatever I'm doing, I'm saying that for a whole month, I can't do prayer. That's in Mavir Mitzvahs. I'm Mavir, I'm pushing it away. And this gives us a little bit of, and that's what said, that's meaning the Gemara in Mavir Mitzvahs by prayer is correct. Because in Mavir Mitzvahs, because you're moving away a mitzvah. Mainly, this gives us a little bit of understanding what's in Mavir Mitzvahs, Keneged, Sweet Magdil Mitzvahs. In Mavir Mitzvahs, the definition is, that I'm causing myself not to be able to do the mitzvah. Zrizim Magdil Lamitzvahs means, well, you have many opportunities to do the mitzvah. Do it as early as possible. So immediately with this comes that concept. That's what the place can bring. But Zrizim Magdil Lamitzvahs, every time I have a reason why the mitzvah will be better done later, Zrizim Magdil Lamitzvahs is sort of hiddur mitzvah. Do the mitzvah the best possible. Don't delay it. Don't be lazy and delay it. Do it as early as you can. You're delaying it, that's called atzlus. But if I'm delaying it because I want to make it better, I want to make a better mitzvah later, that's not Zuiz Magdil Mitzvahs, then that overrides Zuiz Magdil Mitzvahs. Because if I can do the mitzvah better, so I prefer it more than the time. The point is, can bring the Bayer Bris. If you know that there will be a Roif Am Hatras Melech, there will be more people at 9 o'clock in the morning, then there will be a 5 o'clock in the morning, you do Nates, you can do 9 o'clock in the morning, Roif Am Hatras Melech. You're doing a different hiddur to the mitzvah. You're making the mitzvah nice a different way. You're able to push, you're doing the Pidyon HaBen, you're able to do it in a more chubadik way. So you're doing it in a different way. That's what happens with Keneged Zuizim. Because Zuizim doesn't mean I'm pushing away the mitzvah. I'm just doing it and I'm showing the chavivas of the mitzvah. In Ma'avir HaMitzvah is different. In Ma'avir HaMitzvah means I'm pushing it away. And we'll end that. This is really the Lashon. Take the two Rambam and speak about these two concepts. Look at the contrast that you have between the two. And here comes Milo when you speak about Zuizim Ma'avir HaMitzvah. What's the Lashon? Lashon is like this. Kol Yom Kosher LaMilo. You can do Milo the whole day. V'al B'chein Mitzvah La'agdim B'tchilas HaYoyim Zuizim Ma'avir HaMitzvah. You could do, the statement of the Rambam is, Kol Ayoyim Kosher LaMilo. The entire day is Kosher LaMilo. You could do Mila any moment of the day. But, Ella, she's Zuiz Magdil HaMitzvahs. Better to do it as early as possible. Losha of when we speak about Hilchos Tefillin, about the concept of Eim Avir HaMitzvahs, Zog the Rambam, so he says you take the Tefillin Shayal, for Tefillin Shayorish, etc. So he says, make sure, Ve'osu Loi La'odom, Osu Loi La'odom, Le'aniach Mitzvah, to put a mitzvah down, U'la'avor Mimena, leave it alone, Lemitzvaches, and a mitzvah shetavol leodosh leodom b'tchilo. What's it cause the odom right away? Umit asik. That's what it is. The finish is it's aser. There's an iser to let go of a mitzvah. Let go of a mitzvah. Meaning that now I can't do it. That's very, that's where it's different. That's usur. Mashiach can do the mitzvah, it's not usur, it's a way to perfect the mitzvah. That's why, if you have a reason to do it later, you're not poikim the mitzvah, you're just not missing a hinder. If you have a different hinder, that overcomes, it's not like any mavim mitzvah, which is a yisur. You asked, what's the source? It's two different sources. Any mavim mitzvah, you learn Rashi brings, because he brings the mechilta that says, shamartim is a matzis. So you learn from shamartim is a mitzvah, make sure, guard the mitzvah, make sure not to lose the mitzvah. That's one pasuk, you have to lose the mitzvah. But when you have a bismillah, you're not losing the mitzvah by delaying it, because it's a bad day. That's a different pasuk. What's the pasuk? Vayashkem avayim ablaiker. Mekan, you see from here, shazrizim agdimim, the mitzvahs. Let's say that.